This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 13th. God's word for you today is in remembrance. Our scripture reading is taken from Leviticus chapter 26, verse 42, and it says, I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. God hears his people, and as he hears them, he remembers them. And a classic example is when God was speaking to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 to 14, which says, Then the Lord said to him, Know for certain that for 400 years your descendants will be strangers in a country, not their own, and that they will be enslaved and mistreated there. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterwards they will come out with great possessions. God said that they will be there for 400 years. Yet, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 2, verse 24, which says, God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. They were in captivity for 430 years until they groaned and cried to God. Sometimes the time for the challenge has expired, but you need to cry to God. Do not give up. You need to cry to God, and God will hear your cry. God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10, This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. Guess what? Daniel was tracking the time. He did not want to spend 74, 75, or 78 years in captivity. When 70 years were done, Daniel began to pray. It is time for restoration. You need to begin to pray. It is time for God to restore. It is time for us to bring his word back to him for restoration. God's remembering is tied to God restoring. God will remember you and restore you. God also remembers sometimes because of covenant relationships. So, there are people God will remember because of the other people they are in a relationship with or connected to. Genesis chapter 19, verse 29 says, So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived. God will remember you and deliver the people that are connected to you from evil in the name of Jesus. It was Abraham God remembered, but it was Lot God delivered. The deliverance of Lot came because God remembered Abraham. There are people you are connected to, and because you are connected to them, God will promote, prosper, and remember you. For some children, because you are connected to your father and or your mother, God will remember your parents and deliver you. God will remember your parents and open doors for you. God will remember your parents and deliver you from catastrophe. This is so powerful. Let us pray. Father, remember me when you show favor to your people and come to my aid, when you enjoy, save, and bless them. Include me. Psalm 106, verse 4. Please read. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.